This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What's in the driver's seat today?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's The Morning Open. Hello, I'm Steve Chiatakis. We're going to explore home improvement, the subcontinent economy, and Walmart trying to spark a little gain in gadgetry. But first, where's Wall Street? Wall Street's up. The Dow up about 1.3%, 110 points right now. NASDAQ up 1.2%. S&P about the same, about 1.3% for the S&P 500 shares. European markets up right now a percent or more. In Asia, the Nikkei lost some value, but the Indian Stock Exchange in Asia added 17%. Let's check in right now with Sam Stovall, Chief Investment Strategist at S&P Equity Research in New York. Morning, Sam.
Good morning, Steve.
Thanks for being with us today. So India's benchmark, Sam, shot up that 17%, as I mentioned, 2,100 points. Investors happy with political results and economic reforms there. Why should we care about India's economy?
Well, I think we care for two reasons. First off, if we do invest in the emerging markets, they are part of what's called BRIC, Brazil, Russia, India, China. So that would certainly show up in your performance of your emerging market indices. But probably more important is the fact that the Indian economy is an important one in terms of economic growth. We see about 4.3% growth this year, 5.7% growth next year, which gets us back to the close to 8% that we saw only 2 years ago.
All right, closer to home, Sam. We got Lowe's earnings this morning before the bell, stronger than expected first quarter. Profits down more than 20% over last year, but investors were gobbling up Lowe's stocks before the markets opened, doing so now. Does home improvement equate to economic improvement?
Well, actually, it does not. Home improvement really means that the people on Wall Street are a little worried about their job, and so they become do-it-yourselfers, whether it's fixing your car or bringing it to an auto fixer-upper rather than your high-priced dealer. The same goes for home improvement. If you can't afford to hire a contractor to do it, you do it yourself, and you tend to go to a place like Home Depot or Lowe's in order to get the equipment.
And we'll see how that works out today. Sam Stovall, Chief Investment Strategist at S&P Equity Research. Thanks, Sam.
Welcome, Steve.
I appreciate it. There's another retailer making some waves, and it probably won't surprise you that it's Walmart. The company seems to be outperforming almost everyone these days, and now it's looking for an electronics in starting today. Here's Marketplace's Janet Babin from North Carolina Public Radio.
Walmart began to expand its electronics department a few years ago with upscale flat-screen TVs from Sony and Samsung. The Wall Street Journal reports the retailer is going one step further with new electronics displays that feature popular brands like Nintendo and Apple. Stores will also allow customers to try out PCs and notebooks that Walmart used to keep under lock and key. Walter Todd's a portfolio manager at Greenwood Capital. He says the electronics market is wide open now that Circuit City's folded.
Certainly Best Buy will get their fair share of that, but I think Walmart correctly anticipates that they can also pick up some business from the closure of that store. So I think it's a good strategy.
The new gadgets will likely appeal to customers who are trading down to Walmart since the recession. Todd says it's become hip to shop wherever you can save money. Walmart's move is already sparking price wars on some products. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Thrive and Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com.
We've been hearing a lot about Social Security lately, more talk that the money just isn't there like it used to be, that younger people working today could likely face benefit cuts or even a bankrupt system altogether. The numbers show what kind of problem it is. Estimates had the fund producing about $87 billion this year, but in the grips of this recession, the projection is more like $19 billion. Some say maybe it's time for a little help.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joins us to talk about what the federal government will need to do to avoid a retirement disaster. Alan, sounds like quite the fiscal dilemma.
Right. Social Security for years, for decades, has been the cash cow of the federal budget. But the cow is running really short of milk, which you could see last week if you knew how to read the numbers.
And the numbers are?
You're talking about over a period of I don't know how many years, running a total cash deficit of well over $6 trillion. So I think Social Security, sooner or later, is probably going to either have to cut the benefits enormously or raise taxes enormously, or heaven help us, get a bailout if there's any money left after bailing out everybody else.
So what happens, Alan, then, if the U.S. government doesn't find a way to fix this? Could there be some sort of revolt of future retirees? How mad can they get?
Well, they can get very mad. Now, people who are upper income like me, and I hope my children, and presumably you, despite being a public radio person, well, they can sort of save for their own retirement and supplement Social Security, and in many cases aren't really counting on it. But you've got a lot of the average person still in this country doesn't really save anything. And they're going to need something somewhere down the road. And if there isn't Social Security, I won't be here to know, but it's going to be really ugly.
But you'll be thinking about it regardless.
Right. I will be looking down from heaven and hoping, wishing you all well, but asking you not to send me the bill because I'll have no way to pay it, you know, among the heavenly hosts.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joining us this morning. Alan, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.
I'm talking about retirement, with that hit your 401k has taken, you may feel like you'll be working forever. That may actually be a good thing. Researchers at King's College in London have found that men who work later in life are able to ward off dementia. Doctors have long advised that keeping your brain active is one way to prevent the onset of conditions such as Alzheimer's disease, and the new study shows that clocking in may be an effective way to keep the mind stimulated. We're glad you've been with us today in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us, and have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.